Le'ilu nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkalman ben Revili Melech. Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Re'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael. If Beis Din and all of Kal Yisrael saw the new moon. And the Rav explains that they saw it the night of the 30th. So one would think that during the day, the next day, which is the day of the 30th, since everybody saw it, including Beis Din, that Beis Din would just be Mekadosh it that day, because they themselves saw it. And since everybody saw it, Beis Din and Klal Yisrael, one would think that on the 30th, it would be fitting to be Mekadosh it, I guess, automatically. So Mishnah is going to tell us that if the next day comes and it passes and it becomes nighttime of the 31st, where the whole day of the 30th passed and nothing was done and they did not say Mekudosh, they make it a Me'uberdika month, which is a 30-day month. Nothing happens and the previous month is a 30-day month. And the Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st. That's the new month. Next case, or Nechkeru Ha'edim. If the Edim were interrogated, V'lo Hispiku Loimar Mekudosh. And although the Rav explains the Tchilas Din, the beginning of the judgment, where they're going back and forth and asking questions, started during the day of the 30th. However, V'lo Hispiku Loimar Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, but they didn't have the Gemar Din, the complete, the end, the final verdict wasn't done, and they did not say Mekudosh until it became nighttime. Harezim Me'uber, they also lost out, and now it's a Me'uberdika month. Rosh Chodesh is now on the 31st, and the previous month is the 30th. In this case, the Rav explains, Chashecha here means Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, what type of Tzeis HaKochavim? Usually Tzeis HaKochavim is when there are three stars out. Here, the Rambam actually brings two stars, and it's a discussion that's brought by Taisis Yontif. Next case, Ru'u based in Bilvad. If only based in saw the new moon, Yamdu Shnayim V'yayidu Befneim. So two people from the Beis Din would now have to become Edim, witnesses. And they would have to testify in front of the rest of the Beis Din that all saw it, but you still need two witnesses that would do so. And they would have to do it during the day, because you're not Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. Which is, by the way, the reason that if they didn't say Mekudosh during the day, in the previous case, until it became nightfall, it wouldn't work as well, because you ain't Mekadosh the Chodesh Balayla. Even though that night would have been the 31st, but the Tchilas Din would have been on the 30th, nevertheless, since you're not Mekadosh it at night, that's why it didn't work in the previous case. Next case, Re'u Shloisha V'hein Beis Din. Three people saw, and they were Beis Din. So you have to have witnesses here. So what do? Yamdu Hashnayim. So two people should step out. V'yoshivu Mechavereihem Eitzel HaYochid. And then the other people of Beis Din that did not see the new moon, they should join with this other person that did see the moon. V'yayidu Bifneihem. And now the two people should give their testimony in front of them. V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh. And then they would say, Beis Din would say, Mekudosh Mekudosh. She'en HaYochid Neman Al Yidei Atzmo. Meaning you can't have one die in here. That's why he needs another two. Now, there is a concept that's brought in Sanhedrin about a Yochid Mumcha, that if you have a very big dayan, like a Gadol Hador, so he can act as three dayanim. But since we see, the Rav says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he still needed Aaron with him, and nobody was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, so you see that one is not enough, and therefore you always need other dayanim with you to say Mekudosh Mekudosh.